This is Flames Talk. Join the conversation at 960-960. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This hour rolls on a Wednesday with Wes Gilbertson. My name is Pat Steinberg. We got the official announcement on Tuesday of a new member of the Calgary Flames. Let's say hello right now after signing a one-year contract with the Flames. Defenseman Jared Tenorti joins the program on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. Jared, really appreciate the time. It's Pat and Wes. How are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. And great to talk with you. And you know, I'm curious as to, you've known for a little bit that this is probably where the destination is going to be for you this season. So how's it feel to know everything's settled? You know where you're playing this year. How's it feel with training camp right around the corner?
I'm excited. I mean, I know it took a little while. You know, training camp is next week, so I'm ready to get rolling. I'm excited to get up into Calgary and, you know, meet the guys, meet the team, and get going here.
So where are you right now?
I'm still in Chicago. I'm planning on heading out there this weekend, so I should be start of the week. I'll be ready to go.
Okay. Tell us about the process. Tell us about how this came to be and how it ended up being the Flames that you signed with.
Yeah, I think kind of earlier on in July, it kind of, you know, I go through and kind of look at some of the possible destinations, and Calgary was high on my list. I thought there was some good opportunity for me there. I think I kind of bring an element that this team needed. And so that was kind of in the back of my head, you know, as we went on through July and August, I still kind of had Calgary kicking around in my head, and I'm really fortunate that we were able to get something done.
Expand on that opportunity if you can. Like, what about the opportunity in Calgary attracted you so much?
I think I just bring an element that maybe you know, that they, something that a team doesn't have a lot in their system in the pipeline right now. I think you know, my game, I complement this team well. I think there's a lot of work you know, that I got to do, that I have to show at training camp in order to earn that roster spot. But, you know, I mean, as a player, that's all you can really ask for, is for your, you know, your style, your game to kind of mesh well and maybe bring something a little bit different that, you know, their team doesn't already have.
When you're looking at potential places to play, you know, how involved are you in doing the research and seeing the personnel on either teams? Like, are you actively working with your agent and saying, hey, you know, this team, you know, there might be a spot or two that could be open on the NHL roster? How active are you in that part of the process?
I mean, you take a look, but I think at the end of the day, you know, I kind of want to be a little bit more hands off and kind of see who calls me, you know, see what's out there. You kind of know from playing against teams, you know, like what teams' rosters look like. You're following who's signing in the summertime, and you're trying to find something that works for both the team and the player, right? And I think that, you know, I just honestly thought Calgary was a great fit. You know, I like kind of what's going on. I like the personnel that they already have. It's a good mix of veteran players and younger players as well.
We're chatting with Jared Tenorti, who signed a one-year contract with the Calgary Flames on Tuesday. He'll be in training camp and working with this blue line starting next week when training camp begins. It's Flames Talk with Pat and Wes on a Wednesday. Wes?
Jared, you've worn a few different jerseys at the NHL level, most recently in Chicago with the Blackhawks. I'm wondering, you know, as you get ready to come to Calgary to meet all the guys, is there a quote-unquote secret to integrating yourself with a new group to getting to know a bunch of new guys?
I don't know if there's a secret. I mean, it's something, I guess, you know, like you said, I have been on quite a few different teams. I mean, I think just being yourself is the quickest way to get into that locker room and to meet the guys and everything like that. I think sometimes if you go in maybe a little bit reserved, if you're in a room that's kind of been together for a bit, I think it might take you a little bit of time to kind of get settled and get accustomed to everything. So I think, you know, just going in being yourself, I think, is the best way to go about it.
You and I chatted for a few minutes yesterday, and one of the things we discussed was, you know, your reputation, which Craig Conroy mentioned to media here yesterday, as a guy who's been a captain, who's been a leader. And you said, hey, I know there's some young defensemen on the way there. I want to help, you know, be a role model for those guys? What goes into that part of it?
You know what, honestly, I think it's just your habits around the rink. I think I had some great players that I looked up to, you know, when I was young coming into the league, starting my journey. So I think it's the biggest thing is your habits, how you approach every day. You know, as a young player, I went through it too. As a young player, you know, training camp happens, you make the team and you get, you know, excited and there's that initial buzz, but then you kind of get into the, you know, the harder parts of the year, like December, January, February, where kind of things are grinding a little bit more. The schedule's hard. I think it's the little details and the habits that kind of carry you through, you know, that portion of the season where kind of it's easy to, not, you're not taking your foot off the gas, but things get a little bit tougher when you're playing a lot of games.
You broke in initially and were a first-round pick of the Montreal Canadiens. Were there any specific older guys you tried to emulate? Was there one or two guys in that room that you really kept eyes on?
Yeah, I really loved watching Andre Markov when I was fortunate to be able to play with him for a little bit. And, you know, this the way he didn't speak a whole lot. He was pretty quiet, but the way he carried himself around the rink, around the room, the way he approached, you know, every game, I think he was a guy that kind of kept my eye on a lot. And he had a phenomenal career too. So I think that goes to show how hard he worked and how dedicated he was.
Flames defenseman Jared Tenorti is with us, newly signed this week. Jared, it's funny you talk about playing in Montreal and, you know, during that era, there's Andre Markov, who was one of the, you know, one of the real kingpins in that market. And you played in Chicago. You've played in Montreal. You've played in Boston. Now you're coming to another Calgary market. Like, you tend to play in pretty hotbed hockey markets, hey?
Yeah, I love it. And it's funny because I grew up in Maryland, so you wouldn't say that's really a hotbed market, but I've been fortunate in my career to play on some great teams with a lot of rich history. And I think the Flames are another one of those cities. I'm excited to get to Calgary. Obviously, I've played there a bunch. The passion that the city has for hockey is second to none.
I wanted to ask you about where you are at this stage in your career. You're coming off a 52-game season last year in Chicago, which is the most you've played in the NHL to date. And the last two seasons, you've been full-time with Chicago. I guess, can you just give us a little bit of a Reader's Digest on your career path? Drafted back in 2010 by Montreal, and now here you are. It feels like, you know, maybe at the age of 30, 31, 32, feels like maybe on the outside you've really established yourself now. But I'm curious as to how you would describe your career path and some of the different twists and turns you've taken to get to this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's been up and down for sure. I think I've learned a lot in my career so far, and I've learned some hard lessons. I've had, you know, high highs and low lows, and I think that as I've gotten older and I've been fortunate, you know, to keep getting chances, and that's the biggest thing. I mean, you never know when your last chance is going to be, right? So I think I've been trying to really hone in on that and respect it and kind of, I guess, roll with that. And, you know, I'm 32. Like you said, you don't know if you're going to get another chance. I think the maturity has kind of helped me along, you know, learning from some past mistakes and things I could have handled better, things I could have done different, sure. But, you know, not dwell on them too much, but just kind of learn from that and turn the page.
Feel like even in terms of, you know, your comfort level, your confidence level, like, how much more confident in yourself are you now, or how much more established in what you are do you feel at this stage of your career, even as opposed to, say, like 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think it comes down to just realizing what you do well, what you bring to the table, and sticking to that, you know, every night, you know, as best you can. You're not going to have your A game every night. You might have your B game. You got to be okay with your B game sometimes and move on. And, you know, you don't want that big drop off, right? And I think that comes from confidence and experience. Like you said, I think the last 2 years of the most I played in the NHL over, you know, the last maybe 5 or 6 years, really. So I think you get confidence from that. And then you just want to build on that every day. You want to keep the things you're doing well. You want to keep doing those things really well every night.
Probably gives you a little bit of a sense of perspective too, hey? Like, you know, you've at times had to go back and forth, and you've played time in the American League to be full time in the NHL. Do you feel like the last couple of seasons, maybe you've appreciated that a little bit more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it makes you realize that you can never really take anything for granted. I think every day you're in the NHL is a great day. So I know how quickly it can turn, and you can be back down, and you're riding the bus, and you're grinding a little bit more. It definitely makes you appreciate, you know, when you're up with a big club in the NHL, that's really the best it gets, right? And you got to make the most of that.
We're chatting with Jared Tinordi, signing with the Calgary Flames this week. Just a couple more here on Flames Talk, Wes.
Jared, I know your dad, Mark, played, I think, almost 700 games in the NHL, but correct me if I'm wrong on this. Does he have some roots here in Alberta? Didn't he play junior hockey here?
Yeah, so he's actually from Red Deer, and my mom is from Lethbridge.
Oh, wow.
So I'm dual citizen. Yeah, I grew up in Maryland, but we're going to be close to home for them, so that's really nice to play in front of some family. I got some family close by in Red Deer, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's pretty cool. What was their excitement level when you mentioned you were going to sign in Calgary?
Yeah, they were pumped. I mean, you know, my grandma, she might have only gone to a handful of games when I go out to Calgary to play. And so to be able to be, you know, close at home and spend a little bit more time with her too is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Jared, really appreciate the time today. Hey, congratulations on the contract. Travel safe up to Calgary. We'll see you here next week for training camp, but really appreciate the time today. Hey,
all right. Thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.